This is the third chapter of part 7, Prosody and Practical Criticism. Name of the chapter, Practical Criticism. Practical criticism or applied criticism is an academic procedure of the discussion of particular words. It is devised by the critic I. A. Richard at Cambridge University in the 1920s and illustrated in his book Practical Criticism. In this exercise, Richard distributes some short poems to his students to analyze them. The poems are anonymous and bear no marks of information about authorship, date, circumstances of composition, or biographical and historical context. The students are left to their own resources and are forced to attend to the words on the page to form their judgment and comments. Practical criticism means close reading or explication de text. It is an activity or task, an endeavor, a serious business. In other words, practical criticism is primarily analytic and secondarily, in the end, judicial or value judgment. The analysis of a poem consists in this engaging the ideas and the feeling contained in it, the figures of speech, the special words and significant sounds are found in the expression of the poem. Broadly speaking, the critic has to find out for himself what a poet has said and how he has said it. This is possible if one does not read a poem, but also reads it between the lines and even between the words. Reading a poem critically is a serious activity demanding concentration of mind on letters, words, phrases, comparisons, shades of meaning. A poem is not a simple composition, but a complex of feelings, ideas, sounds, and images presented in a form of its own. Ren Wellick, R-E-N-E-W-E-L-L-E-K, points out that practical criticism is the critical analysis of a work of art, its meter or rhythm, its diction and style, its metaphors and symbols, its characters, events, and settings.